When 28-year-old Ankit Gupta reserved an apartment in a housing complex under construction in Gurgaon, close to New Delhi last year, he was concerned the project might be delayed. Property prices had plummeted and many cash-strapped developers had put building projects on hold as the global financial crisis slowed down India's booming economy. But Gupta says his worries are over.
Things have changed, and things have changed for good. So I just visited the site like 2 weeks back, and they have started the construction. It's going in full-fledged, and even the market has recovered. So even if I try selling my property, I'm getting good return on the same.
It is not just property prices that have risen as the economy has returned to the more than 8% growth rate seen in the years before the financial crisis. Companies are hiring again. Shoppers are crowding malls and luxury merchandise are entering the country. For the 300 million middle class who are fueling the country's economic growth, the global recession is a faded memory. It is access to this robust economy that world leaders were considering when they visited India this year. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who came to New Delhi in July, was followed by US President Barack Obama, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in the last 2 months. Officials point out that it was the first time that all five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council visited India in a space of 6 months. Among the top items on their agenda was closer trade and business ties with the country's fast-growing economy. Economist D.H. Paipanandikar, who heads the research group RPG Goenka Foundation in New Delhi, says Western leaders see in India the potential for exports and investment and the prospect of creating more jobs at home.
The Indian economy is now over $1 trillion economy, and it is developing pretty fast. So that means a big market for many of these countries, which where the growth rate is very small, and they are actually looking at India as a market, which can give a fillip to their own economy.
Multi-billion dollar deals were announced during the visits, mostly in the infrastructure and defense sectors, where India is making huge investments. Deals worth $10 billion were sealed during US President Barack Obama's visit. During the French president's visit, deals worth about $13 billion were announced, while the Chinese premier secured deals totaling $20 billion. A $30 billion deal for fighter aircraft was the highlight of the Russian president's visit. All countries set ambitious new targets for increasing trade with India amid forecasts that the high rate of growth will continue. India is the world's second fastest growing major economy after China. By 2030, India is projected to have the world's third largest gross domestic product after the United States and China. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：www.tingroom.com。